the head coach, Jim Scanlon, joining us down at the tunnel. Coach, congratulations on a big win, a hard-fought battle by your team. Your team bounces back. That breakaway goal by Sydney Brott, what happened there at that point?
We missed an opportunity to get the puck down behind their goal line. You know, we win a face-off in the neutral zone, and we attempted to shoot it in. We hit a skate, and they just transitioned. You know, they made a play. We kind of got our strong side defenseman kind of got. Actually, it was after they went D to D, she got kind of caught in the middle, and they were able to hit Brott on the far side. But love the way we came back. Obviously, a big goal by Bailey there at the end of the period. And then just, I thought a real, real solid third period by our team.
Heads up play there by Bailey and Mac Lange. Walk us through how that all played out, because I know Mac had the puck and saw Bailey, and I thought Bailey was just going to head to the corner and just, keep the puck there down low. And instead she made a smart move and just headed toward the net because nobody was there to defend her except for the goalie.
Yeah, well, Mac got it up the wall, and then Bailey was able to beat their defender who pinched. It was kind of a 50-50, and Bailey got her stick there first and got it by her. And then she had to chase the puck down, but fortunately it didn't go deep enough. And, she just made a real heads-up play to cut to the net. And obviously she's a right-handed shot, so not the best angle, but she's fired it. We just talked about get pucks to her feet, get pucks to the blue paint, and obviously found a crease. So that was a big goal. Great play by Bailey.
And Kerrigan Dowie coming up with some big saves there. You guys were outshot in that second period, 12-8. She made some pretty key saves, especially when she was getting, there were a couple of odd man rushes there for your team to get that kind of play out of a freshman and how cool she was. Talk about her play today.
Outstanding, no question. You don't come in here and win a playoff game like this without outstanding goaltending. And just really proud of her. You're exactly right, very calm. And obviously this is her fifth time she's been starting. So just very, very impressive.
Then you get that one-timer, Emma Terrace. I can still see it in my mind how it came from that left-hand corner from Berglund back to the blue line to Joyce. Joyce just smart plays, almost a one-time pass to Emma Terrace, and she fires that one. And I don't know how she saw what she saw. Obviously, she's got such great instincts down there, but what a fantastic power play goal.
Oh, it was, and you might have had a better look at it from your vantage point, but I don't know if somebody was in front of their goalie, took her eyes away, but, I've told Emma, since day one, if you get an opportunity, you rifle it, because she's got a bomb, and she put it in a great, great spot, and scoring outside the dots is not easy to do at this level, and that's just a testament to her shot, and obviously a great play by AJ and Bergie.
So important for you guys to get this first win, especially on the road, but what does this do for you guys going into tomorrow's game two?
Well, I just told the team, our mindset is it's a one game series. We got to take care of business tomorrow. We don't want to certainly play it like, oh yeah, we got one in the bag and let's wait till Sunday. We want to get on the bus, go home. We want to get back to Bemidji tomorrow, and we got a tremendous opportunity to advance. So let's come out tomorrow with our best effort and see if we can't do just that.
Sounds like a great plan. Congratulations again, Coach. We'll see you.
Thanks, Kelly. Do you want me to bring this whole contraption with